we'll go ahead and call this Tuesday, October 17th, public meeting of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners to order. If everyone would please stand and we'll say the pledge, and then Commissioner Titchener will lead us in the invocation.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's all time for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you today thanking you for the day that you've given us. Thank you for this beautiful weather that we're having. Lord, for the autumn glory that we had this weekend, we thank you for that. We just continue to praise you and glorify you for all that you do for us. Lord, we would ask your guidance, your wisdom, in everything that's said and done here tonight. Lord, we just continue to praise you and glorify you in all the things that we do. Amen.
Please be seated. Mr. Knoll, are there any additions, deletions, corrections to the public agenda?
No, sir, there are not.
Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the agenda.
So
we have a motion, we have a second. Agenda is approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any additions, questions, corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion, we have a second. Motion and second. The minutes are approved by mutual consent. All right, we have a very light agenda today, so we can hear any concerns by the huge crowd here. Before we get to that, though, Justin, I'd like to invite you up. We do have a token of our appreciation for being in the fire hall for fire department for allowing us to use their hall today. So,
all right,
we'll help. Yep. Thank you very much. And we appreciate all that you guys do. The first item of business on the agenda is a reappointment of William Ingram to a three-year term on the Deep Creek Watershed Board of Zoning Appeals, and the reappointment of Russell Sines as an alternative member to a three-year term. Bill Ingram's term will expire October 28th, 2020, and Mr. Sines' term will expire November 2020. Are there any questions about that? If not, do we have a motion to approve Mr. Ingram and Mr. Sines to the Deep Creek Watershed Board of Zoning Appeals?
Second.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item of business is a resolution. Resolution 2017-9. Which is the Land Preservation Parks and Recreation Plan, whereas subsection 5-905C, 2 Natural Resources article of the Annotated Code of Maryland authorizes and requires counties to prepare and adopt a plan for the general purpose of establishing a comprehensive strategy for the protection and appropriate use of land-based and water-oriented resources of the county, including acquisition goals and projected needs for recreational facilities. And said plan has been subject to public review and to public hearing. And whereas the Board of County Commissioners have carefully considered said plan together with comments suggested regarding the plan, find that said plan constitutes a suitable, rational, and timely plan to preserve agricultural and forest land, provide recreation activities, recreational areas, facilities, and protect unique natural areas. Are there any questions or comments on Resolution 2017-9 for Land Preservation Parks and Recreation? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve Resolution 2017-9?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Question on motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 2017-9 is approved. All right, and that basically goes through the business session of the meeting, and we're here. Any comments or concerns from the crowd? Rodney?
James. So, thank you for coming down to the meeting. I don't know if you've had a meeting here before, but
I've probably have not. I would suspect this is the first. But we've been doing this, we started actually our first year. We've been, after this year, we've been to pretty much every community, I'd say. Gorman, Benninger, Finzel, Appleton, all over the place. And we've gotten crowds from actually slightly smaller than this to substantially larger, but depending on the community and the concern. So we've gotten, people tend to like it, which is good. We find it important to get out and see what's happening.
Not a lot of hotbed of, it's not a hotbed of controversial issues down here in Benninger, but just a nice place to live.
Yeah, you probably just like leave us alone, let us be, and you'll be happy.
You know, we have the basic services that we need, which you do well.
Justin, how's the rescue coming along here?
Going very well. Been really busy this year again. We're actually on pace to run as many calls this year as we did last year, which is kind of surprising. But we did actually just come to an agreement with the County Fire Association to pick up some more area, like Sky Valley, 1,000 acres. Kind of even that area out a little bit between us and Southern Rescue.
Okay.
So that just happened there 2 weeks ago.
Doing okay with staffing?
Yeah, we're doing good. We got three in EMT class right now. They'll be finishing up in January, so there'll be some more EMTs for us. So yeah, we're doing pretty well. I appreciate the support you guys have given us. Yeah. And also down that line, during the winter months, County Roads really stepped up and helped us out with the snow removal and whatnot. So
good.
Make sure they hear a big thanks from us for that. Okay. Helps us out a lot.
Good.
It's really nice to have that response capability in Banger.
Yeah.
I can call up the for an issue at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they were there in 5 minutes.
Yep.
Great.
So that's really reassuring to know if you live in this remote urban area, that we have people that are dedicated to being there.
Yeah.
Can I see a sign somewhere about gun bash tickets? Are you having a gun bash?
Yeah, we have a gun bash actually, not this Saturday, but next.
Are there any tickets left?
Mm-hmm.
How much are they?
25 apiece.
From 5-4-5-0.
I've got tickets tonight if you want.
I'll take one right now.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get two.
Okay.
My wife might buy one.
It's at the fairground.
Oh, the fairground?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're not big enough here to have a lot of people. So.
Anybody got anything else?
Anybody, let me ask you guys, what is your concern with like the drug epidemic that's going on right now? I mean, what are your concerns? What do you guys think that possibly, this is not Benninger, but it's the entire county. What do you guys, how do you guys feel like you are trying to handle that situation?
Well, I would argue, as you're well aware, it's not just the entire county, it's the entire state, and therefore also the entire nation. West Virginia's probably hit harder than any other state in the union, and it's right next door. What we've been told is where most of the other areas are combating opioids, and certainly we have some of that, that the bigger problem here currently is meth. Is what our police are dealing with, so it, you know, it's really from what the governor's done with the with his opioid task force and some of the areas that he's put resources into. It's a multi-pronged approach in Garrett County. It's the school system, it's the sheriff's department, it's the state police, it's the health department, and the hospital's actually kind of gotten on board with some things and what they're trying to do. So I'm not going to sit here and say that we as a county commission are doing a whole lot other than trying to help a lot of the state agencies and the county health department that are already doing some of those things and just trying to assist with that. So I don't know if that necessarily answers your question. But.
Well, do you think more police officers would be, you know, helpful to potentially deter this? I mean, at any given night, there's only 4 officers for the entire county. And that's a major concern for me.
I think, to me, there's like three components to this. One is education, one is treatment, and then the other is prosecution, confinement, law enforcement, whatever it is. I think we already have, on a per capita basis, we have the highest number of law enforcement staff per capita in the county or the state. So I'm not sure adding more police officers is the answer. I think one of the big shortcomings right now is treatment. They're just inadequate. There's inadequate treatment programs and facilities for people to get into.
So we potentially have that treatment center going in downtown Oakland. It's actually in the courthouse building. It's the building I work in. And that concerns me that it's in the same building as we are prosecuting the same people.
I thought Dr. Perry was opening some sort of clinic up behind the hospital.
No, there is this treatment sign literally in the district court building.
It's
three doors down from the commissioner's office, the district court.
Oh, district court building.
Yeah.
And I just find that a little concerning that the same building that we're dispensing justice and try and help these people, we're going to give them help right there.
Well, people are being convicted for a drug offense. Wouldn't that be a good place to really handle that?
It's more of a concern for me.
I know, but I mean, if they have a problem with addiction and you want to get them treatment, wouldn't that be an ideal location?
I think more of an ideal location would be the health department. The hospital's right there.
Well, I think maybe the most important piece about what you said there, and I've heard some concerns from folks, and not to pass the buck, but from a county commissioner perspective, we have very little say in that.
I'm not saying that you do.
Right, right.
I'm just saying that for me working there as a district court commissioner, I'm concerned for my safety because these are the same people. Now same people I'm putting in jail are now getting treatment in the same building I work in. And there's a concern there for me.
Yeah, and I've heard that concern from business owners down there too that have maybe not exactly the same concern, but similar concerns of is this really the best place to put this? I don't know who the outfit is that's putting that in there. I do know that the hospital has been very outspoken about the fact that they are trying to do some things to maybe meet some needs there for treatment. And I had actually heard that too, that someone was looking around the hospital, outside of the hospital itself, to do something.
Dr. Perry's opening some sort of...
Is that where he's opening it? Huh? Is that where Dr. Perry's opening it? Like this report?
I think it is in the district court building, honestly. I think that's the name I've heard float
around. What he'll do, one thing, it's a medical practice, so he will be, for people that are, this is just my guess, because I really don't know firsthand, but typically he's going to probably be prescribing buprenorphine, and from what I understand from the health department, so they are going to do the counseling. When you do treatment like that, you need to get people into counseling too at the same time they're getting the maintenance drugs. So most of the treatment would probably be done at the health department.
And that's fine. It's just, it says treatment center on it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the bad choice.
But it's a problem. I guess he's renting the space there.
He is. The landlord is very, very pro. This, and I'm not against treatment, I'm not at all. I mean, I don't think it's a disease per se that some of these people call it, but I think that if we're going to do treatment, it needs to be done right. And it's not just a local level, it needs to be a national level of how to do this at. You know, we have the Justice Reenactment or something that would just happen, that just passed, and that they are scaling back the punishments for certain types of crimes and going more treatment-based, and the way that it looks right now, it's not, I don't think it's going to work, personally, because I'm in the trenches with these people. I mean, I'm seeing the turnaround. I'm seeing the same people over and over and over again. And at one point, do I put someone in jail just so they don't OD, and then these guys don't have to get called out in the middle of the night and revive them, and it's just, it's a waste of resources over and over again, you know, for someone who seriously needs that kind of stuff, you know, the services. So,
yeah, well, but, I mean, there are counties, like, we're, I don't know what's going on up here, but we're kind of an oasis as far as overdoses. Yeah, Allegheny County last year had 59 deaths. Last year, Garrett County had 0 deaths from opioids.
But the problem is inside information, they're going to Garrett, they're going from Garrett County to Allegheny mm-hmm. County and not making it back up here. That's the problem. They are ODing down there versus up here.
Well, that's not the data that I've seen, but I don't know. They report the deaths by county of origin. So if you're living in Garrett County, that's what that gets reported as Garrett County death. So, and quite frankly, obviously if you're going to buy opioid drugs and that type of thing, you're going to go to Cumberland or one of the surrounding areas.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's probably hard to establish a business in that up here. But
there's a market up here, trust me.
Because, man, and you see it, you're down in the trenches, so you see it.
I see it, you know, and that's why I said, like, you know, most of the nights there's only 4 road guys.
Right.
We're not talking specialized units or anything like that. We're not talking supervisors. We're talking 4 patrolmen, you know, 2 deputies, 2 state troopers, and, you know, most of it's, you know, you never see a deputy go up north because they're too busy down south. You know, and troopers don't come down because they handle the north end calls. And it's, to me, I think if we could get more money and more resources that way, you know, maybe we could have better, you know, I think our specialized units do a good job. I think our law enforcement does a great job with the number of hands they've got. But it'd be nice to see some of these guys get more people and get more resources on the street.
The good points, though, and heard that a lot of those, you're not the only one that has those ideas and thoughts. So.
One of the biggest law enforcement advocates out there, I'm pro-law enforcement, and I know that might be weird because of the way the nation is nowadays, but, you know, I grew up in Allegheny County, born and raised, moved up here 7 years ago, and haven't looked back since.
We're glad to have you.
So, I mean, this is a nice area, and I met a lot of nice people up here. So, this is my first meeting, by the way. So.
That's why we're here.
I just my comment that, you know, Rob with Johnson grew up at that Culture of Health meeting in Princeton last week, and they just couldn't figure it.
They said, what is going on in Garrett County? Every surrounding jurisdiction had all these overdose deaths, and there's so few in Garrett County. What is the protective factors are there in Garrett County? That obviously, you know, you see the crime, you see the, I don't know what people are, what you're seeing in the report, what type of, but for the most part, I think that I don't know what the answer is actually either, although I think, the health department can't do it all. Law enforcement can't do it all. It's got to be the community. It's got to be individuals and families. And I do think Garrett County has strong families for the most part, and really strong communities like this one in Benninger, and people actually care about everybody that's there, and that might offer a little bit of protective factor on some of our population.
It does, but I mean, there was an overdose death less than a week ago in this area as well.
See, I'm not able to,
I mean, again, I have insider information, but, you know, it's some of the stuff I wonder if it gets, you know, swept under the rug because of, you know, our biggest income in the Garrett County is the lake, you know, and tourism and the Autumn Glory. I mean, how many people would we have from Autumn Glory come from out of town to see that? It's been a weekend there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I couldn't even walk outside my office, to be honest with you, when the parade was going on. I mean, it's nice to see that, but I'd like to see that more than just 1 weekend a year.
Yeah.
I think we all would, right?
Yep. All right. Anybody have anything else? Hearing none. have a motion adjourned.
Thanks for coming down again.